A baseball pitcher posts a huge strikeout total, and a state title hoops coach makes his return. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by SportEngine.com. More high school sports news after this. WisSports.net is honored to serve as your go-to source for high school sports coverage in Wisconsin. We couldn't do it without being powered by Sport Engine. Sport Engine provides us with a world-class website, allowing us to keep our focus on bringing you the best and most complete news, analysis, stats, and information on your favorite teams and players. Leagues, clubs, teams, and schools across Wisconsin are already using Sport Engine for their sports technology, and we recommend you do as well. Check them out at SportEngine.com. We've seen some big-time strikeout totals from high school baseball pitchers over the years, but I'm not sure any can top that of Elijah Cannon from Riverdale. In a 4-0 10-inning victory over Darlington on Thursday, Cannon struck out 25 batters. That's right, 25. He struck out the side 6 times, including the decisive 10th inning. He now has 42 strikeouts in his last 17 innings pitched. Speaking of strikeouts, Pulaski softball hurler Liz Potts put on quite the performance Saturday. She finished with 31 Ks in 19 innings as the Red Raiders won 3 games to capture the title at their own invite. She also hit a pair of home runs on the day. On the track, Zach Diebel of Muguanago set a new state best for this season with a high jump of 6 feet 10 inches at the North Star Classic over the weekend. Steve Showalter led the Germantown boys basketball team to 3 straight Division I titles from 2012 to 2014 before moving on to the college ranks at D2 Lindenwood in St. Louis last season. He's back in Wisconsin, however, as Monday he accepted the head coaching position at Catholic Memorial in Waukesha. In football recruiting news, after leading Kimberly to a state title by throwing 25 touchdowns with no interceptions, junior quarterback Danny Vandenboom has picked up scholarship offers from Wyoming and North Dakota State in the last few days. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.